The letter where Paul write to Titus, Titus chapter 1. This letter that for me, Paul, where our servant of God, our apostle of Jesus Christ. God send me for go and encourage for him people where he pick, for got more faith and for understand how to live in our way where we please God. So then, they could look forward to the life where we last forever and ever. God not tell no lie, and he don't promise for before the world may make, to give it a life where we're never in. And then when the right time come, God, for we Savior, give me this good news and command me to go preach it. I write this letter to you, Titus, where I'm a true son in the faith where we share. I pray so that God, the Father, and Christ Jesus, our Savior, give you a grace and a peace in your heart. I left you a creed for you put right all the thing we never get do yet. And for your pick church elders in every tongue, just like I'm tell you for do. The church elder for live so that nobody will got no reason to find fault with her. If he got just one wife. A picnic if you believe in a Christ and live so that people know I say that they wild and not do what they patel them for do. Because he in charge of God work, the church elder for live so that nobody no got no reason to find fault with her. Enough to be proud. And enough is easy for get backs. Enough to be no drunkard, neither for like fight. And enough for got red eye, the one get a lot of things for himself. But if you open my house to stranger and give him a hearty welcome, and if you love with good, if you be sensible and fair, his life must be clean and he must control himself. If you hold on to the sound teaching, we no a change. The same teaching where we teach you. And if he follow that teaching with all his heart. If he do that, he will could teach people the sound teaching and encourage them. And for day one where they talk against it, he will could show them we're right. You got a lot of them, brother. Especially amongst the one where say you have to get circumcised. We're not paying no mind to the true teaching. They just the fool of people with the nonsense when they teach. Somebody have to stop them because then they fool up whole family. They teach them thing where they're not true. All they want is your money. One of their own prophets say, people from Crete never talk the truth. They're just like some wicked beasts. And then that they kind of people were lazy and we eat too much. And when you say that true, so then if you talk to their kind of people, sharp one, for sure say that they're wrong so that they could grow stronger in their faith. And you for sure they say they're wrong. So that they don't appear no mind to their story where the Jews they make up. Neither to their commanding where confound them people where turn away from the true teaching. For people where got a clean heart, they say everything is clean. But for people where not got clean heart, they say everything is dirty. Their mind all corrupt and their conscience not even know when they do evil. They say they know God, but the thing they where they do show that they don't know at all. They wicked. And they don't pay no mind to what God tell them to do. They don't fit to do nothing good.